and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 8, verse number 1. Matthew 8, verse number 1. The Lord Jesus has ended his Sermon on the Mount, and he summarized this by saying that all those that hear his words and believe them and look to them and follow them and know that they're the truth and apply them to their own lives will be regarded by him and by God as a wise man that built his house upon the rock, and that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather than a man ignoring the word of God and taking the way of men, what's natural for us, and following that, and the Lord says that that is like building your house upon the sand. And when the trial of life and the floods come and the winds blow and beat upon the house and the judgment of the Lord comes, the house on the rock will stand because it's founded upon Jesus and his word and his truth and his gospel, his salvation. But the house that is founded upon the sand indeed will fall. And as the Lord Jesus Christ said, and great was the fall of it. It will be a great fall, even into hell and the lake of fire. Our Lord Jesus and the testimony of those people there on the Sermon on the Mount, at the Sermon on the Mount, was that indeed Jesus teaches as one with authority and not as the scribes. And how is that? Well, Jesus says, I say unto you, not God says this and God says that, but I say unto you. We come to Matthew chapter 8 after the wrapping up of the Sermon on the Mount, and verse number 1 declares, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And so he's coming down from that mount upon which he preached. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. So this leper comes to the Lord Jesus as he's descending from the mount, having given this greatest of sermons, and he says, if you want to, this leper comes to Jesus and says, and he comes through the crowd, which has forbidden him, but he comes to Jesus and said, if you want to, you can make me clean. This man knows and believes that it's not a question of whether Jesus is able. It's a question of whether Jesus wants to or not. And the man submits to him and knows he has the power. And all that lacks is whether Jesus wants to or not. What do you think about Jesus want to? Jesus and his want to. Is the Lord Jesus cruel? Is the Lord Jesus sadistic in any way? Does the Lord Jesus enjoy the suffering of mankind because of sin? That's the reason man suffers, is because of sin, not because of the Lord. No, the Lord is not cruel. He's not sadistic in any way. But all that cometh to him, he says, he in no wise will cast out. But coming to our Lord is to say no to self and be devoid of self in the way of the world and that which is natural to us. And to receive the Lord on his terms and what he says. What do you think? What do you think the scripture says? The Lord says to him, get out of here. I don't want anything to do with you, stinking leper. Is that what the Lord says? Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Verse 3, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. The Lord breaks the law in touching him. The Lord is willing to, in the sense of the law, defile himself for the sake of healing this man. And in that, there's no defilement, is there? He says, I will, be thou clean. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. And understand, folks, that this is a miraculous appearance to everyone standing around there. This man went from parts of his body, his face, no doubt, his hands, his ears, having rotted away, him having a putrid smell about him, and a stench. And immediately, as it says in other passages, his skin was made like a child's flesh, no doubt. The way the Lord healed. And pieces of his ears or his nose missing were restored. It's as if this man has never had leprosy. That's the healing of the Lord. That's the salvation of the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, verse number 4, "See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." And so we see Jesus in a time where he defers all glory and worship unto the Father. All glory and worship to the way of the Father, and that is contained in the law and what the Lord had given Israel to deal with such things. He said, "Now don't tell anybody, and you go show yourself to the priest to get that process going, where he'll be looked at one time, and then he'll be looked at a little bit later on, and be found out if his leprosy truly is cleansed. And when he gets the okay, then he can offer an offering of thanksgiving to the Lord for this healing and that." And the Lord says, go do those things that Moses commanded, and it'll be a testimony there unto the priest. How do you think that went? The man goes to the priest, and if the law had been followed, he had been declared a leper by the priest, whether it be the priest at hand in that city or that place where he was at, or one previous. Maybe things have kind of turned over since the time that he was declared to be a leper, and it's another priest that's serving or at hand in the city where he's from and wherever this is. And he would go to the priest, and the priest would look at him and say, "You had leprosy? There's not a thing wrong with your skin. There's no scarring from your leprosy. There's no missing parts of your flesh. And now you having been healed from leprosy," if we make that assumption of the healing of the Lord, as it says in other places, that he makes those that he heals every whit whole, the priest would be hard pressed to believe, unless he had been the priest that had declared him leprous in the first place, he would be hard-pressed to believe that this man even had leprosy ever before. Maybe from his garments he could see that he had been destitute and lived in the local leper colony. But looking on his flesh, he would not have any hint of anything having improved because of the whole entire healing of the Lord. And it would be a testimony of the priest. "You've had leprosy?" Yeah. "Oh, yeah," he's thinking to himself, "I'm not supposed to tell how it happened." "Well, how did you get healed?" I can't tell you. In other places, we have it declared unto us that those that are healed and touched by the Lord just cannot help but tell it. A Jesus of Nazareth healed me. He healed you. Healed you of what? You don't look like you've got a problem at all. He healed me of my leprosy. And so that priest would have exposure to this miracle of the Lord Jesus, and it would be a testimony to him indeed. "You mean a man healed you from this?" "Yes, in an instant. I knew that he could do it, and I went to him, and I said to him, 'If you want to, you can make me clean.' And he said, 'I will, be thou clean.'" "And I am. And he told me to come to you, but not say anything, but I can't help but tell about it." This wasn't the long process of leprosy turning, as I guess, as sometimes that it would, and there would be healing. There's provision in the law for healing and being restored, having been a leper. But this man, there'd be no evidence whatsoever that he would take the testimony of others declaring that he had been a leper, because in this man's body and flesh, there would be no witness of it. Our Lord Jesus, a wonderful, merciful Savior indeed. And this leprous man is just like you and me. We've got a disease, a thing with sin that we cannot escape. Damage caused by it that is permanent and unravelable. We can't put it back together, the things that are broken by sin and things that are tore up by sin and how we're marred by sin. We cannot put it back together. We cannot escape it. Sin and transgression is innocent. We've inherited it from our fathers, who inherited it from Adam. And the truth is told indeed that we love our sin, our own way. And our sin is killing us, just like leprosy was killing this man. But the Lord Jesus, it being impossible for men to be saved, as it's declared by the Scriptures, but the Lord Jesus reminds us and tells us, with men it is impossible for a man to be saved from his sins. But with the Lord Jesus, with God, all things are possible. Even the salvation of a wicked sinner like you and me. So if you're under the hearing of my voice, and you see yourself as this leprous man, oh, not that you have leprosy, but you indeed have the impact and the effects of sin in your heart and your life and your soul, your body, there is help and healing, and the Lord Jesus Christ can do so. I pray that you would have the faith to be able to, and be granted the faith to be able to come to the Lord and say, Lord, if thou wilt, you can make me clean. And you know what? Those that come unto him, he will in no wise cast out. Repent of your sins before God and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. His death, burial, and resurrection in a substitutionary way for you. And may the Lord help and bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you in every way with good things from above. And farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.